Lance Mackey has taken the lead in the Yukon Quest sled dog race. He arrived at Eagle Checkpoint at 2:08 this afternoon, with Hugh Neff 1 minute behind. Alan Moore and Brent Sass are also resting at Eagle. Meanwhile, a second musher has dropped out of the race. Rookie Jason Weitzel of Two Rivers scratched back at Circle. Mushers in the race are logging a lot of miles on the Yukon River. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports from the Yukon Quest Trail, the river offers its own set of challenges.
The list of dangers that mushers might encounter on the Yukon River can seem nearly as long as the race itself. And if anyone knows what to watch out for, it's four-time champion Lance Mackey.
Pudgy sticks in the beaver dams are right out of here. Tight corners, deep snow, cracks in the ice. I mean, all of those things that we know are there. That don't mean we can always control the outcome of them.
The trail report isn't calling for anything dramatic. It does make mention of a few large cracks and some jumble ice. Brent Sass took some time to pack his sled with extra supplies before leaving Circle.
But Trail Creek not being open, it means that we're going to be camping on the river, which can be pretty treacherous if the wind's blowing and it's cold.
Trout Creek is a hospitality stop 42 miles outside of Eagle. For years, a local family has opened it to mushers, but the doors are shut this year and the wood stove stands cold. Veteran Sonny Lindner says he loaded his sled with extra food and fuel to help break up the 160-mile run into Eagle.
Kind of broke nicely before 60, 60, 40 or whatever it was, and this time it's 60 and 100.
There are 9 checkpoints along the Yukon Quest Trail today, but in 1984, the year Lindner won the inaugural race, there were only 6. The original checkpoints operated more like today's hospitality stops, including Slavin's Cabin in the Yukon-Darling National Preserve. No one is quite sure when Slavin's became an official dog drop, but this year, mushers cannot leave dogs behind. The Yukon Quest is re-evaluating its volunteer pilot program to make sure it's in compliance with federal regulations. So flights serving the Yukon Quest out of Slavin's have been grounded, which means dogs can't fly out.
Yeah, I think it's a huge problem that there's no dog drop.
That's Quest rookie Jake Berkowitz. He says the change forced him to leave a dog behind early in Circle.
This dog that I'm dropping here, I would definitely be taking if there was a dog drop in 60 miles. You know, it's a long, long way, you know. We basically have 320 miles with one opportunity to drop a dog here in the next on our way to Dawson. So you definitely are being more conservative on who you're dropping. You know, dogs that we would normally take to Slavin's we're dropping now.
But Kyla Durham sees it differently.
I mean, I feel Trout Creek not being open affects me a lot more. Slavin's being not being a dog doesn't change my plan. It means I can't drop a dog there. And I was going to carry straw anyway because I was going to take someone for like my second camp. And so in terms of like what I know I'm going to do, like that takes away something you might need maybe. You might need maybe to drop a dog. But like the Trout Creek thing is like definitely changing your plan.
And Lance Mackey says he planned ahead for the benefit of his dogs.
I'm always pretty confident in what I'm driving, and this year has been a little bit sketchy because I got a bunch of young dogs. I want to end on a positive note. If they have to go home, it'll be positive. I don't want them to get tired, wobbly, fall over, something like that, and then have to put them in the sled. There's nothing beneficial about that.
It's not abnormal to drop dogs throughout the race. Ideal temperatures in the day and night, as well as a relatively smooth trail, have resulted in fewer drop dogs this year. But Mackey says he's keeping a careful watch on his competitors' dog teams.
People don't realize that they did damage going over Eagle or Rosebud or Perch Creek, and it doesn't show up until this run out of here in the jumble ice. Normally it takes 2 or 3 days sometimes to see the signs of your mistakes or your, you know, damages, like I said. And I've been doing it long enough to know the signs.
Because American flights are not available for the Quest this year, dogs that are dropped in Eagle will be flown by a Canadian carrier to Dawson City in the Yukon. Reporting on the Yukon Quest Trail in Circle, I'm Emily Schwing.